I was talking to Susan, dating on Zamora Lidiat. Zamora, Zamora. Lidiat, Lidieth. Lidieth. Lidiat. Zamora, Zamora, Z as in zebra. Date of birth is 7/19/1960. Date of visit is 4/1/24. Please make copy for Karen Crawford, MD. CRAWFORD. Karen Crawford, MD. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and sputum production. Next, paragraph, history of illness. This is a 63-year-old female who had an episode of pneumonia in February 24, was treated with a course of antibiotics and steroids, and has been on Trilogy Ellipta, one puff daily. The patient has had persistent cough since her bout of pneumonia, as well as some wheezing, as well as shortness of breath with activity. And her symptoms have worsened during the night period. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 2/21/24, which showed left basilar consolidation with air bronchograms and atelectasis and or pneumonia. Presently, the patient brings up a little thick whitish mucus, and she denies any fevers, chills, or night sweats. Can you also mention in the CAT scan report, the CT chest also showed a right low lobe infiltrate, as well as scarring in the right mid lobe and lingula. And follow-up was recommended. There was no evidence of pleural effusion. Next, next line. The patient has a prior history of asthma and has been on inhaled bronchodilators and steroids. Next, paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history is significant for coronary artery disease with stenting and a previous history for recurrent asthmatic attacks, as well as history for hypertension. She has had a carpal tunnel release and had elbow surgery in 21 for epicondylitis, and history for kidney stones in 1970. She also had tummy tuck surgery and had an appendectomy 20 years ago. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, she drinks alcohol occasionally. She works as a teacher. Next paragraph, allergies. no drug allergies, but has environmental allergies and hay fever. Next, family history. Father died of prostate cancer, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss but has fatigue. She has no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, but has sore throat and hoarseness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and coughing spells. She has nausea and epigastric distress. And she has reflux symptoms. Also has chest and arm pain and palpitations and leg swelling. She denies urinary frequency, flank pain, so dysuria. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising and she has muscle aches. And she has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. I'm sorry, she does have skin rash with itching. Next paragraph, medalist included Trilogy Ellipta, one puff daily, Albuterol inhaler, two puffs, TIDPRN, Thessalon pearls, 100 milligrams, QIDPRN, Loratadine, 10 milligrams daily, Metoprolol, 50 milligrams BID, Losartan, 25 milligrams daily, and Montelukast, 10 milligrams a day. Prednisone recently completed a 5 milligram dose pack. And Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. As well as Omeprazole, 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged, white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse 76, respiration 20, temps 976, weight is 150, saturation 98. HG India non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. And scattered wheezes bilaterally. And no crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no ganomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one is chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number two, history of asthma. And number three is bronchiectasis with biobasal or atelectasis. And number four is history of hypertension. And number five is history of coronary artery disease. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT and a complete pulmonary function study. She will continue using Trilogy Ellipta 200 micrograms, one puff daily. Advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, QIDPRN. I also advised to get a CBC and an IgE level and a total eosinophil count. And use Mucinex 600 milligrams BID for thick mucus. Follow-up is arranged in 4 weeks. The patient may be a candidate for bronchoscopy to evaluate persistent lower lobe infiltrate. We'll follow and make an addendum report. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Karen Crawford, M.D. Karen Crawford, M.D. Dr. Suzanne.